Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of shyone.org, the next program is Shaddarshana, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Vedanta, presented by Sri Ramakrishna. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Nahi Shuddha Buddhatvadayo Vastutaha Tato Atirichyante. Because the Shuddha Buddha, etc., the nature of Brahman which you say, which is pure, it is eternal, it is unbound, it is all knowledge, etc. These natures are not different from itself. It is its swabhava, it is its very nature, inherent nature. Therefore, jiva evatu tattad upadhi rahitaha shuddha buddhadi swabhavo brahmeti giyate. But jiva itself, jiva through the removing of the upadhi's embodiments, he sees the Brahman to be shuddha buddha, etc. The Brahman is shuddha buddha. It is in its inherent nature, it is not different from Brahman. But this jiva, as though he has gained something new, he is seeing it as new. Nacha tadad upadhi virohe api tato atirichyate. Nacha tadad upadhi virohe api tato atirichyate. Because upadhi sahita or upadhi vihita, upadhi virahita, tatad upadhi viraho api, even though it is devoid of this upadhi, when it is with the upadhi, Brahman does not change. When it is without upadhi, devoid of upadhi, still it does not change. Tasmat yatha gandharva shastrartha jnana abhyasa ahita samskara sachiva shrotra indriyena shajjadi swaragrama murchana bhedam adhyaksham anubhavati. Evam vedantartha jnana abhyasa ahita samskaro jivasya brahma bhavam antakaraneti. Tasmadita, like, we'll give an example. Gandharva shastra artha jnana abhyasa ahita samskara sachiva. Gandharva shastra abhyasa, Gandharva shastra, music. Music, because of the Gandharva shastra means music. Artha jnana abhyasa sahita, he has the knowledge of the music and he has practiced the music, and because of that his samskara ahita, samskara sachiva shrotri indriyana, this shrotri indriya, his ears are tuned, he has a perfect ear for listening, for understanding the music. That kind of person, shajjadi swaragrama murchanabhedam adhyaksham anubhavati. So the shajja, etc., shajja, madhyama, etc., there are different kinds of sarigama, padhani, so for each of these swaras they have given a name, and each of these he will be able to understand just by the fluctuation of the voice cord or the breath. So in that same way, this jiva also, the rising, or see, you will be, I said it in the first class itself, you will be saying sa, but this fellow will say, no, you are saying ga. Sa, no, it is sa. Sa, no, it is ga you are saying. You are saying sa, you are saying, you are singing ga with sa. So there is a difference, but this fellow will be able to, I will not be able to understand. For me it is all sa, 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 everything is same. So even without sa, re, gamma, these people start singing A, B, C, D, or 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, like that they start singing. The 1, 2, 3, they are able to understand through the kind of this aroha, avarohana, this increase and decrease of the breath. The same way, evam vedanta artha jnana abhyasa ahita samskara. This person, he has gained the knowledge of the Vedas and he has practiced this Vedanta, knowledge of the Vedanta, and he has practiced the Vedanta, and because of that his in antakarana, his mind is tuned. For the other fellow, his ears are tuned for the music, and for this fellow, his mind is tuned for the Vedanta, and because of that, that jivasya brahma bhavam antakarane niti, that jiva experiences that brahma through the antakarana. Therefore antakarana vrittau brahma sakshatkare janaitavye asti tadupasanaya karma apeksha iti chet. And for that antakarana, to janaitavye, to create what? Brahma sakshatkare janaitavye visheshanavishya. For that antakarana to create this brahma sakshatkara, asti tadupasanaya karma apeksha. For that upasana, there is a dependency on karma. Because through the karma, he purifies the mind, and in that purified mind, you will be able to gain the, through the Brahma Bhavana, Brahma Upasana, you will be able to gain the Brahma Sakshatkara. So, this is the idea. All this, he has proven only to explain this. If you say this, na, wrong. You are wrong. Now, from na, iti chet, from na, we start with the Siddhanta, Uttrapaksha. Na, you are wrong. Why? Tatsya karmanushthanena sahabhava abhavena tatsahakaritva anuvatte. Brahma sakshatkara, this Brahma upasana, this Brahma knowledge. Because that knowledge you have to practice again and again. He says, tatsya karmanushthanena sahabhava abhavena. It cannot exist with the karma. The karma jnana and the brahma jnana cannot coexist. Therefore, tat sahakaritva anupatte. It cannot be dependent upon. It cannot be something which is which this brahma upasana is dependent upon. Why? Because nakhalu tattvamasi ityadehe vakyat nirvichikitsam shuddham buddha udasina svabhavam akartrutvadi upetam apeta brahmanatvadi jatim dehadi atiriktam ekam atmanam pratipadyamanah karmasu adhikaram avabodhum arhati. Because of this reason, what? Tattvamasi ityadehe vakyat. Through the vakya, I am hearing this sentence, tattvamasi, you are that. After listening to this vakya, since I am been prepared to listen to this vakya, and after that I have been given this mantra, tattvamasi, this upadesha. And through that upadesha, vakyat, nirvichikitsam, without any doubt, I gain the knowledge of what? Shuddha buddha udasina svabhavam. This Brahman is that which is pure, this Brahman that which is unbound, that Brahman which is knowledgeable, that Brahman which is not dependent upon anything, it is just a witness, this kind of thing. It is Udasina, Udasina vata Adisina, it is not associated with anything. So, this kind of Brahman which is akartrutvadi upetam, which is not doer, not experiencer, these kind of states, and upetam, apeta brahmanatvadi jatim, which is devoid of all the jati, brahmana, kshatriya, etc. Only when you have the identification that I am brahmin, I am kshatriya, I am vaishya, etc., you will be able to perform those karmas. Now, after this kartrutva, devoid of this fellow, yes, gained this knowledge from the Tattvamasi Mahavakya and about the Brahman, among himself, that Brahman is me, I, and I am not an experiencer, I am not a doer, and I am not one who is Brahmin, Kshatriya, etc., this kind of one, I am one who is devoid of this Jati, Varna, etc. He understands this, and Dehadi Atiriktam, and that Brahman which is beyond body, etc., beyond the grasp of body, etc., Atmanam pratipadyamanaha, he understands that self which is beyond body, etc. This fellow, after gaining that knowledge, karmasu adhikaram avabodham nakhalu arhati. Nakhalu, you have to connect it to this. After gaining this knowledge, indeed it cannot be possible for this fellow to involve himself in karma. He has gained the knowledge that I am pure, I am I am not I don't have any association with the Brahmin, Kshatriya, etc. This jati. I don't have any association with the Varna, Grastha, Brahmacharya, etc. This fellow who has gained thus knowledge about the pure self, which is not doer, which is not experiencer, he cannot be involved in karma. Anarhascha katam kartava adhikritova. Adhikritova. Anarhascha, since he is not, anarha, if one is not eligible, if one is ineligible, how can he be doer, or how can he be the person who has the eligibility to this karma? How can he do this karma, perform this karma? Yadi uchyate nishite api tatve viparyasa nibandhano vyavaharo anuvartamanah drishyate yatha gunasya madhurya vinichye api pittopata indriyanam tikta abhasa anuvrittihi aswadya thutkritya tyagat. Then he, if you say edi uchyate, if you say these kind of things, what nishite api tatvajnane, but you see in the world also this fellow, he has gained a clear knowledge. What about what? I am not talking about Brahman, let us talk about worldly things. He has clear knowledge of this jaggery. What is the jaggery? Sweet. I know it is sweet, so I eat this jaggery. Tatve viparyasa nibandhanah, because of some viparyasa nibandhanah, some obstacle, vyavaharo anuvartamanah drishyate, there is a this vyavahara, this wrong transaction in the world which is possible because of some obstacle. Even though he has a very clear knowledge, even because of the obstacle, it is possible. How? It's a gudasya, like in the jaggery. Madhuri vinishyapi, I have a very clear knowledge. Jaggery is sweet. I have it clearly. But still, pitta opita indriyanam, this fellow has pitta, biliousness. His bile has increased. And because of that, his sense organs have got trouble to judge. So he eats this jaggery and tikta abhasa anuvrutti, because of the pitta, because of the dosha defect of pitta, bilious, and this jaggery which is normally sweet, he finds it to be spicy. And asvadya tutkritya tyagat, he eats it and says tutkritya, that is what tutu is, tutkritya, he spits it. So tasmad avidya samskara anuvrutya karma anushthanam tena cha vidya sakarina tat samuchheda upapatyate. Tasmad, therefore, avidya samskara anuvrutya, the avidya samskara, the thought functions of ignorance, they are continuing. Because of that, he is involved in the karmas. Even after the knowledge, he has that thought functions. Because of that, he is involved in the karma. Karmano, and because of that, tena cha vidya sakarina tat samuchheda upapatyate. And because of that karma, it becomes an associate to the vidya and it destroys the ignorance. Fine, this is okay, isn't it? Therefore, nacha karma avidyatmakam katam avidyam uchinati karanova tat uchedakasya kuta iti uchediti vachyam. You should not ask this kind of questions. What? This is all purapakshi. He is the siddhanti. Siddhanti stands in the side of purapakshi and he is presenting this kind of, if you think like this, this kind of, this is what you might be able to bring. This is what the best tarka you will be able to bring. So I am presenting that. He says, nacha karma avidyatmakam katam avidyam uchchanati. You cannot ask this question. What? Karma itself being ignorance. Avidya, kama, karma, they are all effects of avidya. Because of ignorance, you get desire. Because of desire, you perform. So, karma is the second class citizen of your avidya, ignorance. Because it is a product of avidya, being a product of avidya, how can it itself destroy this ignorance? How can an effect destroy the cause? Karmanova tad uchedakasya kuta ucheda iti vachyam. And, okay, first question is this. The product which is karma, how can it destroy its cause? One. The second question is, okay, let me accept. even though maybe for your benefit, even if it is destroying the cause, how will you destroy this karma? How will you destroy this karma which has destroyed this ignorance? For that another karma, for that another karma, you will be caught. Yedi iti 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 nachavachyam. You should not ask this kind of question. Why? This is what the answer is. Yatha no sajatiya sajatiya sapara virodhinam bhavanam bahulam upalabdhehe. Sajatiya, that which is of the same class, that which is not of different class, that which is of the same class, swapara virodhinam bhavanam, is contrary to itself. This we say bahulam upalabdhehe. There are so many examples. Shundha upashundha nyaya. Shundha and upasundha, both are, it's a nyaya, it's a logic which is used. Shundha upasundha nyaya. Shundha and upasundha, both are brothers. So they have some fight over some deity. So some deity comes in front of us and in front of them. It's a female deity. She is so beautiful. They both desire. Okay. No. You marry. No. So they ask, so whoever is strong among you, I marry him. This deity will, this female deity will say, whoever is strong among you, I am stronger, but still he is my brother, you marry. No, don't say that, I am stronger, but you are my brother, so you marry. This fight starts like this. Then both start fighting and then both die of this fighter. The same way here he is giving different examples. This is seen in this world of people belonging to the same class. Here they are both asuras. The fight is not between demon and deity. It is both between the demons itself. The same way yatha payaha payontaram jarayati swayam cha jiryati. I have drunk milk and milk is very hard to digest, so I drink some more milk which digest that milk and it dies itself. Or visham yatha visham vishantram shamyati swayam cha shamyati. Somebody is bitten by some snake and this, to remove that snake poison, you give another antidote which is again snake poison. Like you destroy snake, you destroy you destroy the poison with another poison. Like you destroy the indigestion of milk with another milk. Yathava kataka rajo antra vile pathasi prakshiptam rajo antrani abhidat swayam api vidya vidhivanam anavilam patha karoti. There is this kataka, this kataka seed, it's a seed of a tree. So this seed, they powder it. Powdered seed is dust. So they put it in a dusty water, that which is kept in the vessel. What this kathakarainu does is, it gathers the dust, it attaches itself to the dust. Because of the heaviness, it goes and settles in the bottom. The water is purified. Now this dust destroy another dust, or they destroy this. Nowadays they use soap. In olden days they used to use sand. So one sand to destroy another dirt, one dirt to destroy another dirt. Or you see, for this the war, they use one missile against another missile, one arrow another again against another arrow. So these kind of things it's seen in the world. So evam karma avidyatmakam api avidyantrani apagamyat swayam api apagachati. In the same way, this karma, though it is a product of avidya, it is an effect of avidya, it will destroy the avidya and it will then destroy itself. You don't need to destroy it. They will give a beautiful example. Like this fire, they are burning this body. In that fire, they use a stick to control the body. When the water in the body, they are burnt, this nerves start to pull up. So the body tends to rise. To control this, they use it, we use a long bamboo stick to beat that body. Now, after doing all this job, this stick which they used to beat that body is also burnt. They will throw it on that fire. In the same way, he is giving these kind of examples. Iti, if you say these kind of logic, edi uchyate, iti, if you say these kind of logics, stop. If you think about in this line itself, you stop. Because satyam tadeva somya idam itya iti upakramat tattvamasi iti antat shabdat brahma mimamsa upakaranat asakrat abhyastat nirvichikitsa nirvichikitse anadi avidya upadana dehadi atirikta pratyagatma tattva avabodhe jate api avidya samskara anuvritta anuvrittau anuvartante samsarikaha pratyaktya pratyaha tad vyavaharascha tathapi tanapi ayam vyavahara pratyan mityeti manyamani vidvan shraddhante shraddhate pittopahitendriya iva gudam tukritya tyajan api tasya tiktatam. So he is accepting partially. What you say is right. Why you bring in this logic? It is because even in the knowledgeable people, you see vyavahara. How can this be? He is knowledgeable. He knows Brahman. He has realized Brahman. But he is doing all this vyavahara. Yes, it is seen. But still, there is a difference. Like, see, in the Prakarana Granthas also these kind of ideas are presented. See, this is Vedanta. In the Karma Kanda, if a person does not have Shraddha, in Bhagavad Gita we saw this, if a person does not have Shraddha, he will not gain the results even though he performs the karma. One, if the person is not Adhikari, even then if he performs the karma, he will not be able to gain the results of those karma. The karma says, you, this person, this Brahmin, this Kshatriya, this Vaishya, let him perform this karma. Only for that kind of this Brahmin, let him perform this karma, or this Kshatriya, let him perform this karma, or this Vaishya, let him perform this karma. If this Brahmin or this Kshatriya, he says, oh, Vaishya for him, yes, that is a beautiful, result. Let me gain that result. If he performs, since he is ineligible, he will not be able to, ineligible for the karma itself, he will not be able to gain the result. Or without Shraddha, anyway, I will throw this in the fire. Then again, you will not gain the result. Therefore, sadeva somya idam itti upakramat tattvamasi itti antat. From sadeva somya idam agrasid ekameva dvitiyam tattvamasi, till that, whatever was explained, shabdat brahma mimamsa upakaranat, that which is the essence of Brahma Mimamsa, the inquiry into the self, that which is the mode, method to inquire into the self, that which is the instrument, the logic to inquire into the self. Asakrut abhyasat, he practices it 9 times, again and again, we are practicing it. Nirvichikitse, without any doubt, anadi avidya upadana dehadi atirikta pratyagatma tattu avabodhe. Without any doubt, with total clarity, I gain the knowledge of the self, which is devoid of this anadi avidya, which is devoid of this body, etc., which is the product of anadi avidya. I am gaining the knowledge, total clarity. Still, jati api, though I gain the knowledge, avidya samskara anuvrittau anuvartante samsarikaha pratyaha. When the avidya samskaras, they rise, when the thought functions, because of the thought imprints of ignorance, when they rise in the mind, my vyavaharas, transactions of the world also is seen. He is not closing his eyes, or he is not in meditation. Opening his eyes or closing eyes, he is not in meditation. He is doing eating, etc. All these worldly transactions he is seeing. He is doing. Therefore, pratyaha tadvade vyavaharascha. These thought functions arise. According to the thought function, he is doing the vyavahara. Tasapi, though, tanapi ayam vyavahara pratyaya mithyeti. manyamani. This fellow, he thinks those vivaharas are also mithya. He does not have satyatva buddhi in that pratyaya or the transactions. They are also mithya for him. Therefore, that kind of person, vidwan, that knowledgeable one, shraddhate, na shraddhate, he does not have any shraddha in that. Since he does not have any shraddha, he will not have any results. So, pitto upeta indriva, like the sense organ which is afflicted with this biliousness, gudam tukritya, that fellow, he eats this jaggery and he splits it in the same way. Tyajan api tasya tiktatam, though he knows it is jaggery is not spicy, he still spits it. In the same way, this fellow knows he is not tainted by this vyavahara. He is not afflicted by this vyavahara. He does not give any shraddha. Therefore, he is not affected by it. Let's see. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamadachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.